Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Florida, and welcome to our weekly show, Family Power Hour. This show is a talk show, it's not an advice show, and we discuss all the problems of the family, divorce, trauma, pain, alimony, parenthood, children, and today we're missing my friend and my co-host, attorney Sheena Benjamin-Wise. I'm going to tell you in a second why, but Sheena is attorney, and you can reach Sheena at 954-783-9737 and the email sbwisewiseoffice.com and Twitter sbwiselaw. And I am Dr. Billy Eisenberg, clinical psychology, and you can reach me at 561-271-7106, and you can email me, Dr. B. Eisenberg, @gmail.com. And today we're missing Sheena. We have a sub for her.
12 years.
And of course, the topic is the music. And the reason Sheena is not here today because it's her anniversary, 90 years for marriage. And Sheena, you told me that you had a special dance for your wedding. So it's Lutin Vadoris, and this is for you, darling. So amazing. You're still so amazing, and I'm sure you had a very good time. And Warren, I hope you're dancing tonight. I know you took her at a very good restaurant. And all the best to you for many, many weeks to come. And again, good luck, Sheena. And you again, you can reach Sheena at 954-783-9737. And you can call us. You can reach out on the Talkback Radio Right Stream. On the number to call you is 347-945-7246. And Right Stream, we have a lot of topic over the years. So you can find every Sunday at 1 o'clock, Just Believe with Lisa, and Monday with Military Monday with John Grisham, and Tuesday, Right Stream with Daria, and of course, us every Wednesday at 7 to 9, Family Power, and you can reach us, you can find us on Facebook, Family Power. And today it's a very, very, very special show. We're talking about music. What music do to you? What kind of music do you like? And let me introduce our guest. We have a special guest here.
Bud Fleischer, also DJ Buddy from Let's Party DJs and Entertainment, serving in New York and South Florida for 30 years. I might as well get the plug in right now if you want us for any special event. We'll cover all your DJ photo, video needs. Call us 561-251-0810. You can always email info@letspartydjs.com and certainly appreciate a Facebook like, facebook.com/letspartydjs. My credentials are 30 years of supplying music to make people happy.
And you are the best. I know also 11 years, and you are the best. You know what you do. You do your business. It's good. So let me just introduce the co-host today, Paul.
Thank you very much, Paul Beers. I don't have anything to plug business-wise. I'm going to leave that to everybody else in the room. But Billy and I discussed about talking about some things about how music affected your growth, your family, your kids. I remember growing up in a house when I was, I'm going to say, you know, kids started to listen to music from what I remember. I'm just talking about me. I'm going to say I was like 9, and at that time, I was listening to my sister's music. My sister's music was 50s rock and roll. This way, I'm not giving any my exact age. Let somebody, everybody else try to figure it out. However, I listened to that, and it was the kind of thing is that I liked, you know, I compared music as I got older and how it affects kids out there, how many people see what listening to certain music allegedly, I have to use that word in there, allegedly does to children as they grow. Now, if you think about something, a thing that happens today that you always hear is that music is a problem. I can't say I like hip-hop music. I don't think it's music. I think it's poetry set to music. The genius in that is, if you ask me, is...
Let me ask you and continue what you want to say about the hip-hop and what you like or not, but we have another guest, and I'm sorry, Paul.
Oh, that's all right. I'll shut up.
Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Jack Schmullian. I am not in music, but I love music and have been involved with music for years and years.
How come you're involved with your music? What kind of music?
My family has a theatrical background, so my mother was a radio presenter and a television presenter in Africa, in fact in Rhodesia at the time. So I used to go with her every week to compile her programs and listen to the music. I grew up with it. I also owned a mobile discotheque in South Africa, so I was always involved with that. So, yeah, we all grow up with music.
Yeah, music, it's like a air for the life. And we have another guest. Thank you.
Katrina Markell. I'm also with Let's Party DJs and Entertainment, but I'm not a DJ. I actually do the web and marketing. But I love music. I'm a singer, mostly Celtic music.
Wow.
That was kind of your friend group.
So sing something to us. Please. Something, yeah. This is for Sheena. It's her anniversary today. She's going to like it.
Maybe a little bit.
All right. Okay. Sheena, it will be for you. And we're talking about music. Do you think, Paul, there was a difference between music on the 60s, on the 80s? Because, and I see about the music was played with the... Luther Vandross, his name was Ronnie, the nickname. It was so different, even the lyric from today. So what's the difference between music those days and today?
Well, again, opinion. If I go back to the music, to my home, when I listened to 50s rock and roll, my father came home 3:30, 4 o'clock every day. He came in there, gave a few expletives about the music I was listening to, went off, and then Benny Goodman went on, or... Gene Krupa, Artie Shaw, whatever it was big band music. That, to me, these guys were musicians. The players of today, I don't think, are the type musicians. I don't think you have the same kind of songs, the love songs, the feeling in the songs that you had back then. I don't think you had that today. And at the point I was trying to make a little while ago about how music affects kids, when, you know, I hate to hear that music makes kids not go to school, music makes kids that they treat women.
What do you mean, not go to school?
Well, if you listen to rap music, I don't think it's music.
Any specific examples, Paul?
I don't mean
to put you on the spot. But
no, that's okay. I'm just
yeah.
You know, that's all right. I don't pick anybody out that way. I'm just saying it's overall. The ones that have explicit on the cover of the album, or those are the ones I'm talking about. I don't have a problem with it, because the bottom line is your kids are going to hear it in school, they're going to hear it in the playground, they're going to hear it. You don't want it in your home, that's okay, I understand that.
What kind of music do you like, Paul?
I like all music.
Give me the one of the tip of your head.
The top best music to me, anything blues by B.B. King.
People going to know how old are you.
Yeah, that's right. Luther Vandross, Benny Goodman. I was on the air for almost 30 years as a disc jockey.
Oh.
And I started off with big band music, went to country music, went to talk show, went to, you know, I did the whole gamut, even went to news. But as far as music goes, the best that I've ever heard was still big band.
Wow.
Nothing beats that.
But let me ask you, you're doing a lot of DJ and you're doing a lot of wedding, bar mitzvah, just name it. There was any change over the year that people pick for the wedding, a different music, a different topic, and why?
I very specifically want to address this, and it relates to Paul's conversation a few moments ago. The reality is that certain music, like Paul described, meaning music with explicit lyrics, and this will answer your question, is something that typically people are only involved with for a time, okay? Usually rebellious years, their teenage years, things of this nature. You know, when I was growing up, it was heavy metal, you know what I mean, and rock music. The best of that stuff will stand the test of time, and only small amounts of it. There's always fads that come and go. But the reality is, and my experience has been, say, even over the last 5 years, I'll cite you some specific examples, is that certain songs and styles always stand the test of time. You play them, I'm now in the DJ business nearly 30 years. Sometime the set list will be virtually the same as it was in 1992. You'll go through an oldie set where you will play The Twist, you'll play Shout, you will play old-time rock and roll, and they work their way through the years. And whether the people getting married are 25 or their parents are 55, their grandparents in their 80s, they recognize these songs because these are the songs from the era that stand the test of time. The most popular song, and it's nearly 5 years later, that gets everyone on the dance floor is a song by the Black Eyed Peas, okay? Mm. I've Got a Feeling. You know it, right? Everybody knows. Everybody knows the song, and I've called that, you know, the Kool and the Gang celebration of the contemporary era. And it's something I love it as a person that's up there getting paid to play this music.
Finish your sentence.
Because it kills a few.
Yeah.
It kills a few cents. Yeah.
Before we're gonna go to break, I need to go to break, and
I'm gonna ask
after the break if you have a song, a special song for your wedding. It was yesterday, Jack. But if you have a song for your wedding, so I just need to go to the break.
Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern. Tune in to Right Stream Radio Network for Just Believe with author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvis. Lisa interviews experts in the areas of health and wellness, alternative healing, paranormal phenomena, intuitive guidance, and positive living. With her own inimitable down-to-earth style, Lisa makes both guests and callers welcome and appreciated. Just Believe with Lisa Tarvis, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, here on the Right Stream Radio Network. Some people live an entire lifetime and wonder if they made a difference in the world. Today on Military Monday, John D. Gresham and his guests pay tribute to those who have made a difference, past and present. Military Monday, commemorating Veterans Day, as well as the 238th anniversary of the formation of the United States Marine Corps. Now, here's John.
Here we are again, and Jack, I was asking you if you have a special song for your wedding.
Yeah, we did. We wanted something that wasn't going to go out of date, so we had a Strauss waltz. And that's what I want to pick up on something that Paul said. Every era thinks that the music of that era is terrible. If you had the parents of that particular era, I remember seeing and hearing about Elvis Presley, who wasn't allowed to be filmed from the waist down on the Ed Sullivan because he was so revolutionary. Now everybody over the age of 50 loves Elvis Presley. And
it was a lot of silence when Elvis and Cliff Richard, I think. So
well, Cliff Richard
time, yeah.
was very, very tame. Cliff Richard was an English singer and who is still singing today and very popular in England. but his music was very tame. Elvis was edgy. And as I say, now everybody loves Elvis. I remember when the Beatles in the early 60s were the rage, and all the parents were walking in and getting annoyed because you weren't having your hair cut properly, or you were listening to this terrible music that didn't sound like anything. Every era is different. You had the swing era and the big band era of the 40s and 50s, and my grandparents used to get aggravated with my parents for listening to it. So it just depends on when you're brought up and what you're used to. In the 1890s, it was vaudeville and music hall. And the people before that were annoyed because you should be listening to classical music. There's never, every generation dislikes the generation of their children's music.
So in your and your expertise over the year, you know the difference. I mean, what's the teenage wants to, what music the teenage wants to say?
Well, I typically don't personally work many teenage events, but the music that we supply and the request lists are a lot of what you would expect, again, the top 40. You know, 25 years ago, look at your top 40 list. That's what you're playing for teenagers. It's usually music that, you know, danceable, somewhat a little risque. You know, they like innuendo. And that's what teenagers like. But they do like some of the music of their parents' generation. I often find that they've grown up on their parents' music, so they do like some of that as well.
What kind of music do you like, Katrina?
Very different stuff. I'm into world music, so African music, Celtic music, very eclectic. But I like everything. You know, I did grow up on the Beatles. My dad plays acoustic guitar, so I literally grew up listening to everything.
You said that you're a singer, so that's what kind of song you would like to, I mean, what kind of singer you are?
Kind of Celtic woman, if you've heard of that. Kind of like that, yes, and more Scottish than Irish, folk music. You know, Joni Mitchell-ish, I guess.
If I may interject, knowing Katrina personally.
Yeah.
She has very unusual musical taste for somebody so young. She often hearkens and mentions some of her favorites, like Creedence Clearwater Revival, Woody Guthrie, and you know, things that you wouldn't expect, you know, late 60s, early 70s. But again, getting back to when she was younger, that is the music of her dad's generation that she grew up listening to.
Let me just remind you the phone number. You can call us and share your experience, ask the question for all our amazing guests. It's 347-945-7246. And again, the topic today is how music affects you, what kind of music you like, what kind of music you don't like. And just call and share everything with us.
You know, I was just thinking, I'm listening to how everybody's speaking about the music and, you know, their parents and things like that. How do you think it shaped, or did it have a shaping effect on your lives? Anybody. I mean, there are some people that sit and just, you know, yeah, I listen to this or I listen to that, and I have some friends like you, way too young for Woody Guthrie. I mean, I don't even want to know how
that's
old
like
she is.
That's like she's smart. She's not just beautiful and young, she's
that's
smart.
Right. She's
yeah.
not just a pretty face, right? Yeah. She's smart, too. Because I know the music that I was brought up on, it shaped me at different times in different ways. And that's why I love, the only thing I can't listen to is chamber music. I just can't do it. I hear it, I'll even go opera. You know, Pavarotti-type opera, and I'll sit to three tenors, and I'll sit and I'll listen to that.
Passion in it.
Yeah.
Right, but when I start to hear, if I hear an oboe more than 3 minutes, I'm
right.
done. I can't right. listen to it. But it has shaped so many different lives, and it's also somebody's rendition or somebody's thought if somebody is a musician or not. Somebody can just play a guitar, strum a guitar, you know, make it sound. Does that make them a musician?
Do you think right now it's a lot of people just listen to the music, a lot of people listen to the lyric. Do you think the lyric is different from this day for those days?
Definitely.
Yeah? How
Definitely.
Come?
Well, because yeah. the... You have the censorship of the 40s and 50s and 30s that you don't have today. And never mind the lyrics, but the vocabulary is something that people would never have had the audacity to use in years gone by. It was suggestive, and you could make innuendos, but you certainly couldn't say the words.
Right. It's just also, as you said, and that was the point I was making before, you don't have love songs today like you had during the big band era that changed a little bit. It was changing towards, I mean, I can name love songs that were the people you just sat and you melted to. Anytime Sinatra got up there and sang, name just flew right out of my head. That just shows my age.
Johnny Figueroa did it my way. That's
right. No. There was a lot more. You're talking vintage Sinatra?
All the way?
Yeah, all the way. All the way, right.
Well, okay, that's what I'm talking about. And today they have, or even in the 50s, you had some love songs. But love songs usually went more with hurt. You know, there was more of a pain in it. We're not even into country music. We're just talking about different genres. Country music, the old story is, if you play it backwards, the dog came alive, the car came, you don't work.
Got your house back.
You got your house back, right.
Just let me again remind you, it's 347-945-7246. And let me just give you an information that attorney Sheena Benjamin Wise, and the phone number is 954-783-9737. And the email is sbwise@wiselawoffice.com. And she has a Twitter account. It's sbwiselaw. And I'm Dr. Billy Azaber. I'm clinical psychology. And as I promise, I guarantee you, status your results after the first session, 561-271-7106. And Dr. B. Eisenberg, dr.eisenberg.com. So, and then let me remind you, the number is 347-945-7246, and we're going to go to a break, and we will be right back.
Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for Rightstream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Rightstream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Rightstream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody, and we back to Family Power, the weekly show every Wednesday. And again, you can find us at the Facebook Family Power Hour. So we just started about talking about how what's the difference between the lyric and the song these days.
I just want to say something. I want to echo Paul's point about ballads. The only moderately decent ballads that are really commercial these days that have any degree of success are country ballads. And they really are weak compared to some of the things that you shared. But I also want to still, at the events that we play, and we are at over 300 events per year, the ballads are, in fact, Luther Vandross,
right.
Lady in Red, the same songs that were big 25, 30 years ago. Eric Clapton, Wonderful Tonight, the song 35 years. Those are still the ballads that people request, even as their first dance, except for A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. There's always something, you know, that...
They might request Adele, but then all her songs are about breaking up.
That's
so
true.
Right.
That goes the other way. I want to share something about music. You know, two things. I personally don't think we'll ever have a lot of great music coming through on popular radio or television anymore, because just like what we're doing here, media is really fragmented and very specific. If you go on YouTube and MySpace, you can find some fabulous lyricists and songwriters and so forth, but they're self-publishing it now. It's out there. It's free. There's no real need for big market stuff. Big market is not going to spend a lot of money picking up a small artist anymore. They go with what is almost a guaranteed formulaic success. But we know, we're music fans, and I mean, even, you know, her
What about country music? I love country music.
My daughters do also. Yeah. I don't know how that happens.
You don't like country music?
Oh, not my favorite.
Not the your worst. Favorite? Why?
I wasn't brought up on it. I suppose I'm not used to it. It's all a question of what you need.
I can tell you why. You know, because it's bad rock music. It's bad rock music. That's all country music is. It's not real. It's rock. It's cheesy rock songs with a fiddle song.
It's derivative, all you know, supposed to be anyway, of Celtic music, bluegrass. That's what it's supposed to be. But it's definitely more pop, and it's not really authentic anymore. I like old country, you know, passing by, that kind of stuff.
That was the point that I was just going to make here. Now, you know, there's old country, and there's new country.
Right.
You're talking about, I see his face. I can't think of his name, but he's got a son that plays. Who is? Give me a big name from old.
Hank Williams.
Thank you. Yeah. I couldn't think of Hank Williams because I said that's why he had a son, Hank Williams Jr.
Right.
Duh. That's all I had to say.
But, duh. That's the biggest word. That's what the.
That's right. I mean, again, you know, it's like I'm fine. It's the world that's got to turn off.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you listen to his, the twang that he had in it, and people, that sect that listened to Hank Williams Senior, he was a god to them music-wise.
Yep.
The newer country music people can't even listen to him. They can listen to his son, because his son, again, gets more into a rock-type country.
Yep.
But now my daughters, who I have one who's 20 and one who's a younger 20, they like country. I don't know where that happened, because I was not a country person, period. I like, you know, I listen to it here or there. But all the musics that I listen to and that I had in my house.
Do your daughters also listen to contemporary hip-hop and stuff like that? I find that people listen to more of a mix of music than they
No, my daughters are strictly into today's country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of it, you know, you hear it, but let me just preface it. My older one is an absolute Bette Midler freak. There isn't anything Bette Midler and she doesn't have, including the gold album.
I agree.
On the wall, okay?
She
would love
great.
You. She would love you for that. And my other one, my younger one, who's only 22, is everything is Dean Martin. She can tell you about where he bought his underwear, where he got his shoes, where, you know, things, and all his songs. She's got all the words. She will listen to it in her car and see the country music. With Dean Martin. Now, how far apart are you going to get than that? But that's, I guess, if I had any kind of legacy that I'm leaving my kids, it's for the love of all different kind of music, but also they can't listen to chamber music.
Right.
Which is, I'm fine with that, but I guess that was my...
So let me just, I'm going to test you. Give me a love song at the top of your head.
Five?
Yes. Love songs.
Oh, love songs. Okay, you got All or Nothing at All. That was the name of it. You've got... Everything I Have Is Yours by Billy Eckstein. You have Perry Como did. Oh my goodness, I'm going blank.
Okay.
Wait, no, I'll get it. You asked for five, I gave you two. I got to come up with more. Sinatra had all of them.
Yeah.
He had all different ones, but I'm just talking about different artists.
No matter what Sinatra was, you used to sing. He has the voice was like a. You know, he has something about his voice.
Sinatra didn't have to. I went to my sister, just to get off the topic for a second. I came down to Florida. I must have been. They had the theater in the round, so you can think of that was in Sunrise. And she says, "I'm going to take you for your birthday. I'm going to take you to see Sinatra." Now I was into big band and stuff like that. She was talking about the best thing since sliced bread. And I said to myself, well, you know, he can be okay. Make a very long story short, I went to a concert, and a comedian opened up for him. I think it might have been Pat Cooper.
I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah, I think it was either Pat Cooper or there was another one. I just can't think of his name. But
Jackie Mason or Pat Cooper.
No, Jackie Mason wasn't. No, Jackie Mason was still in trouble at that point with Ed Sullivan. However, all of a sudden, the place goes dark. Now, I was one of maybe, I'll say, in the whole, out of 3,000, maybe 10 men.
Right.
It was all women. And a light came on. And I've been to concerts in my life. I've been to all the biggies. all the big rock and roll from Jimi Hendrix to Janis Joplin to Sly and the Family to the whole deal. This man came out, all it did, this guy came out and the light went on. And the place went absolutely bananas. That man, you talk about what we're talking about today, had an effect on lives that I don't think even he knew what he had.
I have a question here with the chat box that somebody asked, what Michael Jackson did to change the music of the world? I mean, what his was the effect about changing music? Do you think that he did something the same with the Beatles, the same with the Frank Sinatra, that he did any kind of big change, like any mark?
Thriller
album,
changed the world, changed the world in a lot of ways. Well, what was the song, you know, We Are the World, right?
Yeah.
That was a big, that had a big effect on a lot of people of all different ages.
No, but Michael Jackson, do you think he was changed?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think that he changed the world because he could really sing. So you had somebody who knew what he was doing, changing his technique and modernizing his technique and trying different things, but he did them properly.
But
it wasn't just a flash in the pan.
Yeah, but besides the singing, he was, it was a show. It's not just singing. When
absolutely,
singing,
but when he opened his mouth to sing, he sang properly. He was an artist. Was a standard. He was an American standard, like Rosemary Clooney or any of these people who lasted for 50 or 60 years, he could also have. Whereas if you look at a lot of the artists today, they're flashes in the pan. They're not going to last forever. And Michael Jackson would have.
Michael Jackson would have.
Who's going to be the next big star or the...
You're asking me that. I haven't a clue. We were talking about that earlier today. I don't see anybody on the horizon that can have the status of a Michael Jackson, a Cher, even a Madonna, or any of that diva status. Unless, I think Gaga might have it. She's an amazingly talented person. You have to see what she does with her life.
She's an entertainer.
She's
that's
a great entertainer.
That's a Michael Jackson.
And she's also a tremendous... So when I early on in her career, I started to read a little bit about her, and she's written a ton of hit songs.
Mm-hmm.
She's a prodigy. She's an amazing talent. I think she might have it, but we were talking about that today. In 20 years, you're not going to have Kelly Clarkson selling out the Bank Atlantic Center.
Right.
You might have Kelly Clarkson with Taylor Swift or something. It'll be a double bill kind of thing. I don't see anybody having the status of like the Stones or even, you know, show bands like Kiss or Aerosmith. These guys stood on their own, and that's why 40 years later, they still fill up a house, and you see four and five generations. Cher is one of those people that, I mean, it wasn't my era, it wasn't even my thing, but I mean, I've seen
but
her.
But she's always entertainment, I mean, right. You know, just looking.
They're entertainers, they're not just, you know, they're not just
there's
like, they're not just stood behind the mic.
I had the pleasure of saying hello to Mr. Sinatra one time.
Wow.
Actually, he said hello to me first. I was in college, I'll try to make it short. I used to drive a passenger van from the airport to the major hotel, and we were at the presidential exit suite. Stunning, mature woman. She had a presence about her, and she had to be well in her 50s and time. And my mouth dropped behind her, Frank Sinatra. It was Barbara Sinatra. And you know, I was looking at his wife, and then he looked at me and he goes, hello. You know, like he was just kind of staring at my wife. And I said, hello, Mr. Sinatra. That was it. But it was really, you know, it was just a surreal experience.
What about music in movies?
What about it?
Yeah. I mean
as far as what it does for the movie?
The movie, I mean, not for the movie. It was a change those days, you know, Gone with the Wind or, you know.
You just mentioned, you look at the movies that we had years ago. These things were grandiose. They were bigger than life. I mean, when they did a staircase thing, they had 50 women, one more gorgeous than the next, doing whatever they had to do. Today they have, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway, ass-kicking movies. That's what makes money today. It's a different world. But back then they were spectacular. I don't think they're I don't think
but the
movies
era,
were spectacular.
But the era has changed. If you look at the movies in the 30s with Flo Ziegfeld and those grand movies, they were living through a depression.
Right.
So that was the biggest escape type of thing.
Well,
you then
went
into the more successful decades where people became more affluent, and the styles changed.
Mm-hmm.
But movie music has definitely influenced. I mean, you think of music or you listen to a musical or something.
I was just going to say, you hear those notes, you see the stabbing in your mind. It's the same thing with The Godfather. You hear those first few notes, you know what scene it was and which of the trilogy it was in.
Right. Or Celine Dion with the Titanic song, the famous song. But, that's and I can't stand, I mean, they listen to the song again and again. I don't know how she can sing it at Vegas again and again, but she's a great, great, great voice. Tell about your business, Pat. Just how people call you, what you do to promote your business, how you come with what kind of type of music you choose. Tell us about your business.
Well, I appreciate that question. I'm going to push again. That's partydjs.com. 800-525-TUNE. That's easier than remember in the logo. Now, to promote the business,
just a second. Do you have a phone number that people can
reach
you?
Yeah, sure. 561-251-0810. To promote the business, I mean, of course, a large part of business comes through word of mouth. To promote it, I do my best to work with people in the industry. It's the kind of thing where you need recommendations from hotels, facilities, caterers, other people that Liz at the Pavilion Grill, if you're looking for a party, she's
amazing. It's a great venue.
Wonderful facility. Yeah. That's how we get most of our business. Certainly, Google, reputation, reviews on Wedding Wire, places like that, and just being there.
So many DJs company. Why you? What sets you apart?
Oh, absolutely. Reputation, reliability, honesty. And why me? Honestly, for this, I still do this for much the same reason I did it initially, and that was to provide happiness to people. It's a rare privilege, and I just want to share something. There were just over 20,000 weddings in Broward and Palm Beach counties in 2011. We did 250 weddings that year. Now, I realize that's fully over 1% of every wedding in three counties. That's pretty amazing. It's a very small business in the sense that we all know each other. That's why we all do know each other. But I would say, why me? That's it. It's not about the best equipment, why let's party. It's about having a solid reputation and putting that love back into it and reflecting what people want. I've always said this, and if my competition is listening, listen up and let's do some business. you know, the reality is it's got to reflect their taste, be fun for everybody in their event. We give them a guideline, and that's it. I'm not there for my show. I'm there to give our clients what they want, and I give that to my staff as well. That's what it's all about, at a reasonable price. I realize there are hundreds of us out there, and a lot of it is garbage. I have to compete with somebody who says, oh, it'll be $100 for the night. Have a nice day. That's all I can say.
People should realize just the fact that you've been around 30 years doing this.
Sure.
How many people, I don't know many people can say they had the same job for 30 years.
I can tell you this. We've done over 6,000 events.
Right.
And and I've done it twice. I did it in New York and in Florida. Came here, did not know a soul. Just pounded the pavement 17 years ago. There was no internet, none of this. And that's why. That's all I can say.
Let me stop you because we have a caller. So let's see who's on the line. Hello, good evening. You on there?
Yeah, hi. This is Rich from Boca.
Hey,
hello, Rich. Good evening, Rich.
I'm calling. I was just listening, and I heard Buddy talking about why he's so busy, and I just wanted to let you know I've had the privilege of working with him two or three times now, and I work with a lot of other DJs, and I'm not saying anything bad about anybody else, but Buddy always makes habit of under-promising and over-delivering. His customers are always happy because he always gives them more, so therefore he's going to get more word-of-mouth referrals and keep himself busier.
Hey, Rich, I want to let you know I really appreciate that. I might use that as a tagline on a commercial. But by the way, for those that are listening out there, Rich also shoots, as he said, you know, photography. He shoots photography for himself, RKG Photography, and we also
you know, employ him as much as we can. And he's tremendous and a lot of fun. If you want a guy who can help motivate your party and get great pictures,
he's
truly inspirational.
Rich, let me ask a question. What kind of music you like?
I like classic rock. I'm Steely Dan, old Rolling Stones kind of guy.
What kind of, give me just the name of one of the Rolling Stones songs.
Well, I think the best album, the best rock album ever made was Sticky Fingers.
I love that album. Can you hear me now?
If I was stranded, if I was stranded on a desert island, that would be one of the albums I'd have to have.
All right, so now
I'd have to have Sticky Fingers. And the other album would be Asia, Steely Dan.
Why?
And I like those.
Album?
And possibly maybe the Talking Heads.
Talk about an eclectic mix.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you asked me what I liked. I mean, that's you know, I love Steely Dan. I love the Rolling Stones. That's real classic rock.
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much for the great testimony, and you're absolutely right. Bad is the best. And
all right, I'll leave you guys to your chatter right now.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
You know, it's funny how I hear.
So just let me remind you what number is to call, 347-945-7246. And again, we Block Talk Radio right stream, and you can call us and ask questions. And I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just thinking how funny it is when you hear it. So if I get stuck on an island, these are three of the albums I would have to have. Albums don't happen anymore.
No, they don't.
CDs happen.
Yeah.
And
not
I would
even that.
Not even that, right. It could be just on your MP3 or it could be on your phone. You just have to have somewhere to plug it in, and if you're on an island, good luck to you.
Yeah.
However, you know, that can be a little tough. It's just, you know, I had a conversation with one of my, I think it was my youngest daughter's friends a couple of weeks ago about 45s and 33s, 33 and a third.
Sure.
And I got 45, and she went, gun? I said, no. A 45 used to be a record that had a big hole in the middle that you put down, and it was on your father or mother's Zenith that had the TV in it with the little snake head with the needle in it that went on the record that played sound.
Yeah.
And I got that glazed
it's
over.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I have
no idea. 45,
it was 70s. Yeah,
it's unbelievable that it was so recent. I mean, it's all completely changed in the last 25 years.
Now everything is so. If you're going to be on the desert island, what three album or song you're going to take?
I'd love that.
All right, so let's go.
Oh,
you're going to say.
Okay, Abbey Road is absolutely on there. No question about it.
Why?
Why that album is seamless from beginning to end, and it's completely organic. That was made up of throwaways. It just came together. It was not intended to really be, it wasn't meant to be the Beatles' final album. It was recorded last, and it just works from beginning to end. I can listen to that, and it's like nobody did.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Katrina?
Oh, few people are going to know mine. I'd say Paul Brady, Andy Irvine, self-titled album. I would actually take Sgt. Pepper.
Rubber Soul. Rubber Soul was an excellent album also.
That's a good one, too. Third one?
Yeah,
sure. I don't know. I have to think about
that
one.
All right.
Abbey Road.
Overrated.
What about you, Jack?
I don't know. I like too much music. So basically, if the first three albums I could grab, I'd be quite happy with
it. With the special music in South Africa, I mean, that's a Copacabana with the Miriam Makaba. That's I know.
That's African music. But that was Khoza music, a derivative of Khoza, which is one of the African languages. The click.
Yeah.
She used to sing the click song and those
Miriam,
you can
do it.
Most of her became famous out of South Africa because, of course, she was banned. And my parents actually knew her very well.
Mm.
And she took a lot of the African style music and made it more commercialized. But there's the When the Lion Sleeps Tonight is African. You've got the penny whistle music, which is African. And, of course, you've got a lot of the drum music, which is African. But a lot of it became commercialized because that's what sold.
I don't know if the music I'm thinking of has a name. Obviously, it does, or a style of Haim, which I'm at a loss for it, but it's the harmonizing in the African, I don't know, do I say community or African genre?
Whatever you say, be careful.
Just being careful here.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, it was like if you listen to what was the movie with the lions and all of that?
The Lion King.
I was just testing all of it.
The Lion King was written by Elton John.
Yeah. Right. So, but I'm just saying, but there was harmony in it that I saw on a TV show. It was an all-African group that did a song from that movie, which was absolutely phenomenal. And they mentioned that it's a type of music. I just can't figure it out. I don't remember what the name was, what they called it.
I can't help you either.
I would just call it African soul music. I'm not sure if that's correct or not, but
that's close enough.
Chili Bassi, it's amazing. Of course, I like Pavarotti. Can listen to Pavarotti, you know, that's it.
Saw him in concert.
Yeah.
I went and I saw him, and the microphones were on the floor.
Wow.
He was on like a double stage back, and he had three microphones on the floor, and he was absolutely beyond it.
I mean, he has an amazing, amazing voice. I mean, I don't think there was any someone like his voice. That it's amazing. Let me just remind you that every Sunday at 1 o'clock we have Just Believe with Lisa Clavis, and every Monday it's Military Monday with John Grisham at 1 o'clock. And White Stream Tuesday with Daria. And again, we are Family Power Hour every Wednesday. You can find them on Facebook, Family Power Hour. And the topic of the day is music. You can call us 347-945-7246 and tell us and share how music affects you. Katrina, do you want to sing for us something? It's Sheena and Warren today. It's 19th anniversary. And let me just play again. This is a song wedding that you like. Sheena and Warren, again, happy anniversary for many, many, many years. And let me give you Sheena attorney, Sheena Benjamin Wise. And she's in Broward. It's 954-783-9737. And the email, sbwise@wiselawoffice.com. And tweet, sbwiselaw. And I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg, clinical psychology, 561-271-7106. And my email is drbeisenberg@gmail.com. And the topic today is music. That's how long you're singing. I know you're not going to force you to sing. I promise. Even I can beg. please. But how long you sing? I mean, because you have a great voice.
Well, actually, oddly enough, I'm more of a soprano, so when I sing, it's more of a light whistling voice.
We don't believe you, so we want to hear.
I will.
Good.
I've been singing since I was really, really young. My dad plays guitar, kind of did our family singing at the churches. I always enjoyed it, mostly in the shower.
Are you trained? Did you go to training, or is it just something that God gave you?
Kind of. I did some after-school lessons with my elementary music teacher. That's the extent of my training. But I did that.
Do you want to sing now so we be quiet? All right.
All
so
right.
Please, let's get Katrina an applause. Woo! The floor is yours.
On no warm nothing, so hopefully you can hear this.
Water is white. When I hear her high, I wing to fly. Build me a boat that can carry two.
And again, thank you so much. Wow. You know, that's,
that
you have a great voice, and you didn't even know that you're going to sing.
Well, you
sing
like that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's a great voice. So I didn't know that I was asking before we got to the break that you have a wedding song.
A wedding song? Yes, I told you we had a Viennese waltz, a Strauss waltz.
Oh.
Because I didn't want it to go out of date.
I can see you and Heather just dancing to the walls. That do you have a wedding waltz? Yeah, song?
It was a song called "Everything I Have Is Yours" by Billy Eklund.
So still, everything she
has
is yours.
Everything I have is hers. I own absolutely nothing,
and then some.
Right.
So, what's the most popular wedding song, Bud?
You know, they really range a lot of classics, but unfortunately, I would have to say "A Thousand Years" by Christina Perry has been the most popular one.
Currently. Yeah. Well, do you know the lyric? I mean, what's special with this? The music or the lyric?
Tell her.
Okay, it's from the Twilight movie, which honestly I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
But all the teenagers like it. To me, the song doesn't really quite resonate because it's about vampires. The song says something like, I've loved you for a thousand years, I'll love you for a thousand more, that kind of thing. You know, which again is taken literally, which I think it is meant literally in this particular case, vampires. So, I don't know. I'm not sure what the feel of it is, really.
Probably just for the two lines you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Right, I love you for a thousand, and I'll love you for a thousand more. That's
right. It's like something along the lines of, I died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I've adored you for a thousand years. And then it goes into that part again.
After they had the prenup,
before the prenup. I don't find it too romantic.
No,
honestly.
No,
I don't understand. I think there are far better songs. Even more recent songs, I think there are better ones than that. There's another one she does. I forget what the name of it is, and it doesn't even come into my head, but there's a better one Christina Perry sings that I find more romantic. It's that one's more just about sticking by each other through thick and thin, that kind of thing.
Everything I Have Is Yours is one like that, and what's the one...
When I Got Married, it was Don't Go Changing by Billy Joel.
That's I love you just the way you are.
I love you just the way you are. That's
and I just need to show off, my son was playing with Billy Joel, so I'm very proud, Mom. Yeah. So he did a gig with him,
Come Rain or Come Shine.
Come Rain or Come Shine.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
I always enjoy playing the classics like that at another one.
Especially when you can get somebody who can sing like that.
Hey, just a side note, I want people who are listening to that most of us get married to, not married, I didn't mean a wedding, but we get married to the music that we hear between the ages of 11 and 25 years old. You should know this, Doc, because there's something that goes on in your brain that you attach to emotionally. So it's not necessarily what's popular at the time, but what you hear in your formative years becomes the music that's closest to your heart.
You mentioned teenage. The statistics show that... The teenage, they dealing with their music, the play music, or just listen to the music, they have more intelligence, they have more vocabulary, they have more open mind when they're dealing with music. So it doesn't matter what kind of music, but they listen to the lyric, they listen to the music, and if they're dancing. So it affects a lot of people, a lot of teenage when music. And sometimes when you're dealing with all the HDD and all the ADD and HDD, music make teenage just come down, you know, just it depends what kind of music. And I know that you and your grandfather, and I'm your new grandmother, that the slow music with the rhythm just make the baby, and you should know for the future, they make the babies very, very calm. Something about the rhythm. And we're talking about music. I just want to mention Whitney Houston. Paul, what do you have to say?
One of the, I think, most talented singers. You know, Bud said something before about people who are going to laugh. Some of her songs will. I don't think if she was still alive that she would laugh because of just her lifestyle. That went against her. But you have some singers out there that might, like Christina Aguilera.
Right.
Is absolutely phenomenal.
Yep.
You have, who's the one who married to Nick Cannon?
Oh, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, true diva.
These type,
yeah.
You're talking
she's
about a diva's.
Well, they've
diva.
Already been around. Christina Aguilera is 10-plus years.
Right.
Mariah Carey's around over 20 years.
Right.
And, you know,
well, this is why I'm saying
years.
These people will have a track record.
Yeah.
And you don't think Whitney Houston, if she was alive, to was any...
The way I picture her, she, first of all, I thought she has one of the most phenomenal voices
mm-hmm.
ever.
I agree.
But she came as first. Great song, then you didn't hear from her for 6 months or a year. And another great song and things like that. And the only thing that really brought her back was the movie with Kevin Costner. Mm-hmm. And that really was a help
the
to
bodyguard,
her.
Yeah.
The Bodyguard. And that brought her back, but I don't think that she would have been at the top of the game all the way up.
Unlike her relative, Dionne Warwick, who is phenomenal.
Right.
And she's been going for 50 years.
Right.
Jeff, you said to me that you came with a family that used to sing, I mean, the music family, I mean, performer.
They were performers. My mother was an actress. She had a theater company in Africa. And, yeah, we've all done our fair share of singing and acting and doing our thing.
Do you?
In the shower. I was in a musical for my wife. We had to pass her theatre degree in South Africa, and she needed to put on a play, so I took the main part. We got through with honors, so, yeah. Love to do a bit of it here and there. Sure.
What about you?
Singing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You have a great voice.
Speaking,
yeah.
Yes.
No singing?
No, singing, it doesn't roll. I can carry a note, I can carry a tune, but there are some that, you know, while I might be listening to music, try to hit, and it's like, even I sit there and go with the face, because I know that was either sharp or flat or just plain sucked, period. But, no, singing, I can sing 50s-type bass, you know, the doo-wop type stuff, but anything else I have a problem with.
What do you think that was the best couple at the music till these days?
Best couple
at yeah,
music.
Sonia Cher or...
Well, there was
yeah.
Edie Gorma and Steve Lawrence are
all
pretty
right,
good.
Yeah.
Sonny and Cher were pretty good. Trying to think of some more.
I have a weird one.
Yeah.
Peggy Seeger and Ewan McCall is my favorite. Ewan McCall has been deceased a while, but Peggy Seeger still performs sometimes.
And now we have McGraw with the, what's his name?
Mayfield.
Yeah.
You had John Lennon and Yoko Ono. He was great.
Oh,
she,
yeah.
Stuck.
She was just there for aesthetics.
I hope she's not listening to our show. She's going to sue us. So we're sorry. We want to apologize.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far back, but Louis Prima and Keely Smith.
Yeah.
That was a group that even I don't remember if she just passed. Or
don't
just,
kill her.
Yeah, well, never mind, forget it. I have nothing to say.
That's you know that I came from Israel, so it's a different music. It's more like those days was a horror. Now it's a different music, and I remember, and I was young, there was a lot of fight between Cliff Richard and...
Elvis Presley.
And Gilbert Humperdinck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
cool,
so,
and Tom Jones.
No,
Tom Jones.
Yeah, and he still, he did a show 2 weeks ago in Israel. It was amazing. He still can sing. He still can perform. It was amazing.
I've never even heard of it.
But
Israel won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1979.
Yes, it did. What kind of all the songs context here, you know, all over the world? What's the...
You got The Voice.
The Voice, yeah.
Oh.
What do you think about this, Katrina?
The singing competition?
Yes.
I don't like them. I think it makes them... the voices are too homogenized. They don't sound unique at all. I'm not a fan of them, honestly. I think Kelly Clarkson is okay. But honestly, and what's the country singer? Carrie Underwood is all right. But most
Carrie Underwood
of them,
is all right? Just all right? Yeah, she's and I don't mean it that way. I'm just saying, yeah, I should be all right. That all right? She's
well, no,
she's
great.
Yeah.
I just mean as far as
yeah.
competition, so
right.
it's okay
she's,
that they found her. But by and large, I'm not sure that there's another one, Catherine McPhee.
Right.
She was a standout as mm-hmm. well. But most of them don't tend to go anywhere career wise.
What about Jennifer Hudson?
Oh, right.
I mean, she didn't even win.
Yeah.
So she became...
Well, most of the people who come second do better than the winner.
Right.
That's true.
You have Claire Aiken and all these people. Clay Aiken, whatever his name
is.
Is he
still touring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, his year, I don't know who the winner was that year, but a lot of Ruben second.
Right.
Second
well, I was just going to say, Ruben Studdard, the only thing that's happening from him, he's now on The Biggest Loser.
Is
yeah, they're trying to lose 150
pounds. It's a fake star creation process.
Right.
The star of those shows is the show, not the
yeah.
not
right.
the performer.
No, yeah,
yeah.
The
whole,
yeah,
it's
the show.
Some,
yeah,
some
and Sandra,
you
Sandra, I don't know how
can
stand how they can stand the distress, you know, with all the humiliation. It's really, but sometimes you can, like Boyle from England, Susan Boyle. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That was really surprising. And the little girl, yeah, from,
the
yeah.
What's her name, Church, Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah.
Was she from other shows?
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's that. What happened to Susan Boyle? Do they know?
She's
still around.
She put out
yeah.
an album last
yeah,
year,
I know.
Sure.
Yeah, by the way, she was amazing. But it was just one song. I mean, she didn't. It was just one song. So we almost need to finish, unfortunately. So, how music affects about your life?
My whole life is music, from when I was a kid. Because and
if I can drive with you right now, I'm going to go to your car. What disc are you going to find in your car?
I don't have disc in the car because what I do is I have it on the phone.
So why do you have it in your phone?
Every kind of music except chamber music.
I have a couple of country songs
on there.
All right.
But it's just I remember it as far back as I can remember. There was always music in my home, in my outside aunts, uncles, things like that. And I always remember my father and my mother dancing. And after 31 years, I'm still dancing with my wife.
What music do you have in your car?
The Sinatra Channel on Sirius. I like the American Standards. That's what I listen to.
Wow. What about you, Katrina?
Well, we don't listen to music much in the car, but I have a little bit of mix of everything. Creedence, Beatles, Celtic-type stuff, just anything and everything, but no rap,
yeah.
And I don't think any country on my car.
I like the difference between country and old. All kinds, yes,
yeah,
I didn't know they're different, but
it's
yeah,
a big difference.
Now I understand, and I think I like the old country. What about you?
Music's effect on my life is paid my bills for over 30 years, or about 30 years. As far as music in the car, none at all.
Because you're not working when you're driving.
I rarely, if ever, listen to music at all. Oddly enough, I rarely, if ever, listen to music at all.
And I understand it because the matter is, after being on the air for almost 30 years,
right.
When I listened to the radio, being a program director and all that, all I heard were the mistakes.
Right.
It took me years. It took me 4 or 5 years before I can actually go to a radio station and listen again for the music.
Right.
Without hearing all the screw-ups and the mess-ups and things like that.
Let's wish all of us a good, long life, but...
It works for me.
When... You're going to be 120, and you're going to go to heaven. What you want to play in your funeral?
What I want to play in my funeral?
Foot, you know, it's the Hamza Hamza against the Israelites. Yeah.
What I want to play in my funeral?
We're going to go move on and sing because I want to know.
Wave
not now, 100 years from now.
Wave your little hand and whisper, "So long, dearie."
You know we can listen to the archive. So I grant you're going to listen to this. What about you?
The Parting Glass is always a nice one.
Wow. You?
I wish I knew that. Being a DJ, I automatically partially want to please the crowd. That's it. I'm not going to hear it. So I'm going to take two, okay? And I might offer. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith, which I will actually dedicate to Katrina, quite honestly, because she's the first person I've met in my entire life, where I literally treasure every second. We work together. We live together. We're partners in all ways. And I understand that song. And then right after that, it would have to be the Ramones, Joey Ramone version of What a Wonderful World, which
wow.
is a rocking, partying, kick it out. Kind
wow.
of.
The other one that really comes to mind is two, but one that on top of it would be Always.
Wow, it's amazing. First, you see every song affected by the other person different, and we learn that each one of you what song you want. And before we're going to say thank you to each other, all of you, and again, Sheena, happy anniversary. And next week, the topic is going to be blended family. It's a holiday season.
Oh,
and when you divorce, you have children, stepchildren, stepfather. And Sheena Benjamin White is going to be here with me. I'm going to have a guest. And so next week, it's a blended family. And thank you so much, Paul. It was my pleasure to be the co-host.
No, actually, it was mine.
And it was
it.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you very much.
Katrina, it was amazing to meet with you. You are the best.
Again, your voice.
And the voice, you know,
yeah.
you're going to come every.
I can listen to you
yes,
day.
It's really amazing. And, Bud, can you just, again, tell your number for your company?
Let's Party DJs. Let'spartydjs.com. 561-251-0810. Also, toll free, 1-800-525-TUNE. And on Facebook, we are giving away a $50 gift certificate to our 1,000th like. Okay, that's to Cheesecake Factory. $50. Take somebody you love out. Facebook.com/Let's Party DJ.
And thank you. And we are Family Power, Top Look Radio, Right Stream, and every Wednesday, 7 to 8. And you can meet us at Facebook, Family Power. And thank you so much, and good evening, everybody. And see you and talk to you next.
See you soon.